Rave Radio. It's Wednesday, March 26th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Rays. Daily Rants and Rays are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by two companies now, Atlas Sound and Ingram Micro. You can find Atlas Sound at atlassound.com and Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. Atlas Sound makes all sorts of audio gear for AV installations, and Ingram Micro distributes AV products. So I want to talk to you today about Sony's laser technology. Sony's laser technology is very different, and a lot of people are going to start using laser technology quite a bit. So it's time that you understand how it actually operates, because there's two misconceptions about laser. Really, there's probably more than two, but two big ones. First of all, laser technology lasts forever. So although Sony's specking their projectors at 20,000 hours, it's likely they're going to last a lot longer than that. The second thing is laser burns or dissipates light evenly over time. So colorimetry, brightness, linearity, uniformity, all that kind of stuff is going to be equal over time. So when you install multiple projectors side by side, they're going to look the same over time. So that's great for the technology. The way that Sony's laser technology works is detailed on our website. I wrote a very in-depth article explaining how the technology works, and I encourage you to go read the article at ravepubs.com, because in their projector, they actually use a phosphor source. It's actually a color wheel coated with phosphor. It's very creative how they're generating pure white light. So I want you to go check out the article now at ravepubs.com. It's worth reading. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.